United Conservative leadership hopeful Travis Taves was in Okotoks over the weekend. The former finance minister paid a visit to town following endorsement from Highwood MLA RJ Sigurdsson Sept. 2. I believe in Travis, Sigurdsson said Sunday. Alberta needs you. Approximately 25 people came to the Elks Hall on the evening of September 11 to pose their questions to the potential premier. Topics of discussion included COVID-19 health measures and consequences for those who broke them, vaccination, Alberta's relationship with the federal government, the state of the healthcare system, agriculture, provincial police and uniting the conservative movement. Within this conservative movement, our biggest challenge is unity, the former finance minister told attendees. We have a big tent conservative movement and every part of that tent matters. Taves spoke about the importance of agriculture to the province and told the group he would implement a 12% non-refundable corporate tax credit for new agricultural manufacturing and processing investment, to which he was met with loud cheers and applause. He acknowledged that healthcare in the province is in disarray. The additional pressure that we're putting on our integral frontline healthcare workers is actually creating burnout at an alarming rate, Taves said. When asked about insufficient communication between constituents, ministers and MLAs, Taves said sitting members spend too much time in Edmonton and as leader he would ensure they have more time to interact with voters. He added that he is humbled by the support of 29 sitting MLAs, including Sigurdsson. The Highwood MLA reiterated his faith in Taves as a leader. I've battled to make sure Highwood's voice is heard and I will say this. Every single time I approached Travis and sat down with him, I left feeling heard, he said. The new leader of the UCP and subsequent premier will be announced October 6.